Hello! Welcome to another week, another episode of War Stomp Radio. We like to talk about video games, talk about tech news.
And your mom.
And a little bit about your mother. And pop culture and everything in between. As always, I'm joined by Gino Dela Cruz.
Hey guys.
Alvin Digitang.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Richard Nguyen. Without further ado, let's
get
time. Get time.
Alright.
Filthy.
Alright, let's just talk about shit. Alright, let's go.
You'd think we'd get better at this when we took out one person.
No, I'm just doing it on purpose now.
No, it's kind of our thing. I don't think we'll ever get past our thing.
It's not even a catch. It's not a catchphrase if even we can't get it right.
It's not a catchphrase if it never caught on.
Okay, who's watching the stream? Because I can hear it from someone's speakers.
No, that's feedback.
Yeah. Who's feedbacking?
Gino.
Oh, that might be me. Hold on, wait. Give me a sec.
Anyway. What you guys been up to? Alvin?
Did you watch Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh my god!
Dude, you're from California. You're from SoCal. Like,
I ain't from Compton.
Dude.
How was it? Was it good?
I thought it was really good. it pretty much follows the life of Dre, Snoop, not Dre, Dre Cube, Eazy-E, MC Ren, and DJ Yella. And I don't know, I thought this movie was a lot funnier than I expected it to be. The writing was really good.
Oh yeah? I heard it was good. I wanted to see it.
Dude, I wanted, like, because they pretty much play all their, like, hits in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I stopped myself from, like, singing along. I wasn't 100% sure about the lyrics, so, like, I just stood back. I didn't even nod my head. That's how, like, embarrassed I was.
Were there a lot of black people in the theaters?
More than usual. Like, really? Because Town Square, not many black people there.
Uh-huh.
But there was a surprising lot more when we went.
I can imagine it being really fun to watch with a lot of black people there, because they comment on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I was audible. Black. I would have been able to relate more. Though I came out of that movie with, like, slightly more hatred for the police.
Fuck the police.
Yeah.
you understand their hardships.
Mm-hmm. Young nigga got a bag because I'm brown.
Those are my struggles now.
Technically, I am brown.
Yeah, you got a blunkle too.
I know.
You should have taken him to see.
Yeah.
That was our weekend, pretty much.
Okay.
And drinking.
Nice.
It was a very fun movie to watch.
Entertaining.
I felt like darker walking out of the theater.
No lie, if I found a wallet on the ground, I would have kept it.
Finders keepers.
I did not watch. I actually watched Rogue Nation yesterday. Mission Impossible.
How was that?
Watched that instead of...
It's good. Well, I went out with my family, so I watched that instead. It was good. It was the best Mission Impossible since the first one, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, since the first one.
Damn, really I feel good. Like this wasn't even as hyped as some of the other Mission Impossibles.
Yeah.
Like Ghost Protocol.
Mm-hmm. And you should watch it. It was really, really entertaining. It's got like a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes right now. A lot of espionage. More espionage than all the other ones have had, in my opinion.
So, like, Metal Gear Solid levels of espionage? Or is
it's like double agents kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm.
So it's like 007 level espionage.
Yeah, but with a huge, huge dash of America. With Fuck Yeah, America. You know how Mission Impossible is.
Dude, no lie, honestly.
Crazy stunts and stuff.
I haven't, like, before Straight Outta Compton, the last movie I saw in theaters was Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yeah, I don't go out to the movies.
Yeah, I don't really like going into the movies.
Wait, Fast and Furious.
I didn't go out to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, later.
Really?
No lie, I still haven't seen the latest Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, I didn't either. That's okay. We can watch it together, Gino, when it comes out.
Yeah, when it comes out on Blu-ray, so I can download it.
Yo, we don't condone that.
No, download it on iTunes. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, wait.
Amazon, whatever you can download movies legally from. I'm going to download it from there.
Yeah, that was my weekend. You guys been up to anything else? You guys started playing WoW, right?
Hell yeah.
I started and stopped playing WoW on the same day.
I don't know. I think it's because I'm playing Death Knight. I'm really liking Death Knight. I'm level 83 right now.
He's gone from, there are too many buttons, to I really like Death Knight in about a day.
What?
No, I thought there was too many buttons, but then I looked up on YouTube tank rotation. I'm like, oh man, I've been doing it so wrong.
What could you... Were you pressing buttons that you didn't need to? Like, mount? In battle?
Oh. What? Frost strike! Wait.
Hey, you don't have to press spacebar over and over.
Okay, look. There's a skill at level 81 that you need for tanking, but for that, you're pressing way too many buttons. It's a skill that puts all the diseases at once.
It's just what you
It's called Outbreak.
Outbreak? That's fitting. Wait, so you stopped playing, Alvin? Oh, you're muted yourself. Wow, you're really muted.
Oh my god. Okay, so I started doing dungeons, and then everybody got really high level because I fell asleep. And like by the time I woke up, they were like level 60, and I was just like, alright, I'll wait until the next round of alts. And nobody's been leveling an alt yet.
Uh-huh.
Round level 26, so I'm just waiting, chilling.
You level with people? I never level with people.
No, it's because just grinding dungeons is so much faster when you have a group
of
sorry, bro. People you already...
What are you playing anyway?
I made a rogue. I'm finally getting a rogue to 100. My dream.
What's the name? Is it Alvinstab?
No, it's Lotion Bottle.
Lotion Bottle?
I looked around my room. I like named it after the first object I saw.
Why didn't you wait until the content patch so you could level as the pirate spec? What is it?
There's a pirate spec? What?
There's a fucking pirate spec?
Yeah, they're revamping combat to be like pirate themed. You know, like swashbuckler.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
They're trying to make every spec pretty unique. They have their own kind of niche.
Whatever. I'll this way I'll be able to enjoy Swashbuckler to its full potential rather than just getting one skill like every 10 levels that I'll use. And I won't
wait, and this is going to get patched in, not come with the new expansion?
Well, the way the expansions usually work is...
It's like a month before, right?
Yeah, there's like a big content patch before and everyone kind of...
This is like next year, isn't it?
Well, no, unannounced. Could be 2 years. We'll never know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think they rolled out the new character models before the expansion came out, except for the Blood Elves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they usually like release all the new talents and stuff too.
Wait, have you been playing Richard or nah?
No, not yet. I'm gonna wait for the patch and then.
What have you been doing? You haven't been on Vent really. Have you been doing that Jits?
Yeah. I've been doing.
How's that going?
It's good. I injured my ribs. I must have hurt it when I was rolling with this one big dude. He was probably like 180 pounds. We were practicing a side control. He just like laid on top of me, and, like crushed my ribs. Yeah, hopefully I'm okay by Tuesday. But yeah, pretty much jiu-jitsu.
What happens on Tuesday?
Next class. Yeah. I don't know. Not feeling too great, but we'll see. But yeah.
Hello!
Other than that, don't really.
No games, really?
Just Heroes of the Storm and Hearthstone.
I tried to convince myself to do a final push before the season ended in Diablo 3. I logged in once and I was like, I don't want to do this.
Who are we kidding, man? Yeah, right. Not worth it.
Just wait.
I did one Greater Rift run. It's like, if I get something I really need, I'll do it. Nothing. Nothing.
What's that 3% chance for you to come back to the game? Take it.
I saw this video on Diablo fans. It's like this team of four, they beat Greater Rift 76. It seems kind of fun. It seems like it takes a lot of coordination.
Oh yeah, I don't know. The highest I've ever been with a group of four was around, I think, 52 or something. 52. When you're doing damage, the people up front, like the monk and the witch doctor, they just completely stunlock everything before they can even cast anything. Before they can even cast thorns, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the one I saw it was a witch doctor and a crusader. Crusader yeah. would just push all the mobs and then. The
yeah, doctor. I think that's the witch doctor is still the king of group play in Diablo. No one wants to play them.
Yeah, should try pushing for a fours
I'm
rank.
I'm down to play witch doctor now that my computer.
All right, thanks, Alvin. That's you.
Okay. ZDPS.
ZDPS is so fucking boring.
But let me finish. I don't feel like it.
Just like so, you don't feel like leveling.
Yeah. So just wait until I make an alt or something.
What was I gonna say? They're gonna be resetting the heroes ladder pretty soon.
Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah. You guys gonna try playing again?
I don't know. For some reason, I'm not really feeling heroes.
Really?
I'll wait until we get everyone starts playing heroes again. Hi, Chris.
Well, I've been consistently playing. I've just been doing my daily, pretty much.
Yeah, I've missed out on so much gold now that it's not even, like, whatever.
Yeah, I have all the gold. The monk's coming out next week. He looks pretty sick.
I say, like, damn, I want to play this hero every time a new hero comes out, but then it just doesn't.
From what I hear, the monk is pretty sick, though. Probably going to be top tier. All the new heroes that came out, they have been top tier.
I do like the way the monk works with the seven-sided strike. Mm-hmm. That's pretty sick.
Yeah. A seven-sided strike does a lot of damage to you. For a support, it seems like it does a lot of damage.
Wait, are they, this is just a reset. This isn't, like, a season end, right? Are they doing seasons for this game? Like, LOL?
Well, I think...
This is season zero.
Yeah, they're wiping it, and then I think that's going to be the start of the season.
Then the real season. An incentive for me to play is if they did, like, season-ending rewards, like how LOL is.
I'm sure they will.
Like I actually recently played LOL, like, a lot of it with Jonathan. And the only reason was to get through my placement matches and just get to gold. And then since the season's ending in LOL, and then I could get those rewards. Mm. Oh yeah, I went 6-4 in my placements, so I don't even have to play anymore. It put me straight into gold.
Get in a diamond.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
there's no point into there's no point in doing that.
Dude, yesterday.
Gold gets the same rewards as diamond. All you get is a different border. So fuck
then
that.
Then you could sell your account for like $10 more.
I'll never.
People sell their accounts.
Oh, I don't know, I just assume that's a thing with every game.
Hell no, dude! I put like $40 in skins on my account.
It doesn't seem cost effective to sell your account.
No,
Calvin says it keeps buffering.
Oh. Yeah, my me too. As I watch it.
Well, what's your upload at?
My upload on
or
Twitch?
Like your bitrate.
It's at 3,500.
Okay, let's see. Damn it, you're not using OBS.
No, because OBS is a piece of shit.
What's your...
But yeah, anyway. So, still going to gym a lot, do you know?
After the boat trip, man, that I only went like 3 times last week. Like, really lazily, too.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going tonight. Mm-hmm.
Keep that bod. Keep it in shape.
How about you, Alan?
We're just trying to ask the whole group here.
How many In-N-Out burgers have you eaten in the last 2 days?
Two. One each day. And I regret neither of
how
them.
How many fries?
Fuck the police.
One and a half. Because then I told her that, I'm like, I can't do this.
You don't do animal fries?
Oh, no, wait.
Hell no.
You still have another burger in your kitchen, right?
No. My dad ate it. Because I told my dad, I'm like, Kathy's probably not going to eat this even if she were here, so...
When he says dad, he means... He ate it.
you call yourself daddy?
Fuck you guys.
Call me daddy. But, yeah, usually, recently, when I go to In-N-Out, I've been getting 4x4s a lot. I don't know why. It's so much cheese. But it's so good.
You should get like a 4x2 or something then.
But I like the cheese. It's like eating. It's like. I don't know.
I thought you have been eating kind of healthy, a little bit.
Yeah, not really.
Try changing the resolution to 720p instead of 1080.
Yeah, because right now mine has it frozen to me and my mouth open.
Yeah,
hang on. Let me try to fix this.
It's all good.
You guys talk.
But yeah, so how about you, Gino? How many In-N-Out burgers have you had?
I only had one, and I didn't even get a WW. I'm talking too much fucking wrestling with Qua. I only had one cheeseburger yesterday, not even a double double.
You're missing out, dude.
It is 720p, by the way.
So it's already 720.
Yep.
Jesus.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on. I haven't changed any of my settings since we used to record. And the recordings were fine back then, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys watching the stream can downgrade your quality.
No, they can't.
Oh, we don't have that.
Partners, remember?
We need to be Twitch partners in order to have that.
Well, we should probably be Twitch partners. I don't know.
There's no fucking button where we could just, like, change it. We're Twitch partners.
So, let's say you're drunk, right? You're really drunk?
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to fast food place?
Oh, shit. aside from Roberto's and getting a chorizo burrito with potatoes in it, if we're gonna go with like fast food,
yeah,
it'd probably be Jack in the Box Sourdough Jack with curly fries and a Sprite.
Jack in the Box Ultimate Cheeseburger on sourdough.
The Bacon Ultimate Sourdough Jack. That's the best.
Mine's gotta be Carl's Jr. Double Western bacon.
God damn.
With curly fries. With ranch. And a root beer.
The fucking curly fries, man.
Yeah. Next tier.
Hey, speaking of getting drunk, it was Alvin's birthday over the weekend. Did we tell you all about our basic adventures?
Oh, yeah. You guys, dude. You guys were basic bitches again? You guys were basic bitches?
Okay, you know that... that karaoke room. Mm-hmm. You know how we usually get hammered in the dining room, and then we transition to the karaoke room.
Uh-huh.
That was the first time we went in there, like sober.
No, I was like curious. I'm like, we got there. They're already in the karaoke room. I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
Did you guys not eat?
We already ate, but it's like usually we just ham in the dining room, get like three towers in us each.
Yeah, you guys didn't get chicken.
No, we got chicken later, but like we ate. There was so much food at Alvin's house. Like I was so bloated already.
Oh, did you guys get free shit?
Yeah, we got free shit.
Damn right, you got free shit. All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Dino couldn't differentiate between sweet potato fries and regular fries. He was like, "Do you want the sweet potato fries? The what? Yeah, can we get fries, please? Do you want the sweet potato? The what?"
I understood him. Yeah. The karaoke was just loud.
Those kids retarded. just get them chicken wings.
Yeah, but it was hella awkward at first. It was like, man, I was like, dude, I'm usually really drunk by the time I'm in here.
Uh-huh. So was it like awkward singing at first?
Yeah, it was kind of like, all right, Alvin was on his phone, and then, like people were just sitting around. It was just really me and Kathy singing at the beginning.
Uh-huh. Dude.
we were just like, me and her was flipping through the books and singing. And then,
waiting until my Kendrick part came on.
Then the towers came.
Yeah, and then the towers came. And
the soju came, and then Alvin got off his phone, and we started like, and we sang Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Tay Tay.
Nice.
Oh my god. The Shaggy songs, dude.
It wasn't me.
I don't know what sounded worse. What sounded worse? It wasn't me by Shaggy, or fucking Problems.
I love bad.
I think the only words we got right in that song was "girl, I know you want this dick."
Yeah, fun though, Alvin.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, dude. Fucking, I don't know. I remember having a drink with Marlon, and then I woke up on my couch.
Dude,
seems like doesn't seem like anything new for you, Gino.
That's a complete blank.
People kept trying to fuck me over on depth charges, but I just wasn't having it.
Wait, the Titanic game?
Yeah.
What?
You ever played Titanic? No. Richard? That's when you had a glass of beer and then a shot glass inside that you had to pour liquor into.
Oh, I play that. Yeah.
Yeah. People, just nice try, guys.
Wait, how'd they try to fuck you over?
They just kept trying to get me, and then I wouldn't get it. And then the next person after me would always get it.
Oh, the way they'd set it up is, like, they'd play, and then, like, it'd be, like, there'd be enough liquor in the shot glass to make it fall.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd go, hey, Gino, it's your turn. Then I look at it, I'm like, dude, one drop left in there, it's gonna make it fucking drop.
Oh yeah, dude, Kelvin lost like 8 times. He's a scrub.
He's sitting next to you.
Like he would purposely go before me, and then and then he'd like fill it up, and then he'll get cocky. I'm like, oh no, I can do this, I can put some more in, and then it'll sink for him, and then it'll just get him fucked over.
That game is rough. So we're playing with Sobeer and pouring soju into there.
I'm sure you tasted the soju at that point.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Straight up, I don't remember leaving that room at all.
Yeah, I went pee a couple times, but other than that,
you puked a couple times?
No. I peed a couple times. Yeah.
Oh, in the restroom, hopefully.
Yeah. No.
Maybe. Oh.
There wasn't.
I'm surprised they don't remember you guys by now.
Yeah, we're like the only people there every time.
No, it just seems like you're the only people there. I'm sure it's just crowded. I'm sure it's quite fine.
There's plenty of people singing karaoke, but we're always the loudest ones. I remember walking through the hallway, and I'm like I hear other people singing karaoke. I'm like, man, we're overpowering them, and we're not even in the room.
Everyone's singing like love songs and shit. And you guys,
yeah.
Like,
and
we're to the sweat drop down my balls. Yeah. All these bitches go.
Yeah. hardcore gangster rap.
More like singing Careless Whisper.
Who'd you sing Careless Whisper to?
Me and Alvin sang that song. Oh, man. Sounds so dope.
I'm not dancing yet.
Got no reason. Duet, how fitting.
Yeah, that was fun. Did you have a hella leftover food, Alvin?
Dude, we're still trying to eat the leftovers.
And your dad got you in and out? What the fuck? Like,
this isn't helping at all.
It's like, not helping with that weight loss, dude.
Like,
how old are you now, Alvin?
I am 18.
18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's already like almost fall. It's bulk season anyway. You just had a head start.
I just...
Oh, no. You might be getting into that age, man. Gotta watch that. Those glucose levels.
Dude. If my dad can eat the same amount of rice that I do and not have diabetes, I think I'm pretty clear. Knock on wood, obviously.
I don't know, man. You better be careful. You already had gout and all that.
Fuck you! I do not have gout, man!
It's like downhill from here on.
Jesus Christ, I sprained my toe. Alright? SMD. Like, okay, I'm not gonna lie. I was legit scared that it was gout. But no, it wasn't, okay? My mom's a nurse.
Wait. Well, my mom's a nurse too, and every time I'm sick, it's because I play too many video games.
my mom is sensible.
My mom, every time my mom does a diagnosis of me, it's like she applies none of her education.
You play too many video games.
And then she dunks and leaves my room.
You should ask her what I could take for that. How do I cure? How do I cure playing too many video games?
Mom, what do you want me to do about it, Mom?
Go find girlfriend.
She actually is so
easy. It's not that easy.
You think it's that easy, Mom? You think it's that easy?
Actually, it is easy. It's called right swipe.
It's right swipe.
Have you tried Tinder, Richard?
Tinder? No. Is it the future?
I don't know. I just read an article in like, oh, it's not an article. It's a fucking Reddit thread. It was like, girls of Tinder. What are you looking for on Tinder, really? And most of them are not looking to just smash. They're looking for like real relationships and friendships.
That's understandable.
So like, I don't know. You might have a good shot over there, Richard. Even looking like you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Just no. Much better than you. Now you can have like up to 5 pictures. Your first picture should be
You're limited to 5?
Or, I don't know. Like, I'm just assuming.
How about all 5 of my pictures in my car?
Yeah. Like, exterior, interior, just your wheels, and then like your reflection in your paint. And that's as close as it gets.
Leave it like, purposely obscure.
Yeah. Your description is like, as you can tell, I obviously like my car. And then that's it.
No, just say nothing about my car whatsoever. Just pictures of my car. So how does Tinder work? I know you swipe left, you swipe right. So you can only have 5 pictures on Tinder?
What I'm assuming. Like,
Okay. Have they changed this since... you remember they did the... they made it so you had a limited amount of swipes? Remember that, Alvin? I think they reverted on that. Because the reviews that they got... Like, they got bombed by, like, 1-star reviews after they did that. But, like, I've seen it recently, and they're, like, back up to 4.
Oh, is that so... Were they trying to make it...
They make you buy a premium to, like, have more swipes.
Unlimited... Aw. Freaking pay to play? Fuck that.
Pay to play. More like pay to win.
So...
Yo, let's get on it. Let's get on it.
I have a girlfriend.
That doesn't mean you can't get on Tinder.
Doesn't mean you can't swipe.
I can't get on Tinder.
Oh, no, Alvin, you're gonna get on Tinder, but you're not gonna swipe right at all. You're just gonna be doing left swipes all day.
That defeats the purpose of Tinder.
But you have a girlfriend.
There's multiple...
Exactly, which is why I don't even want to bother.
There's multiple reasons why you shouldn't be on Tinder. But Jesus. Work with us. Work with us here.
Do I have to log in with Facebook? I have, like, the ugliest, like, Facebook profile picture ever.
Change your profile picture to the gay pride one.
It's still the gay pride one because one of you guys changed it when it happened, and I was like, "Oh fuck it." And no lie, I tried to take a bathroom selfie. I was like, "You know what, Gino, time for a new profile picture." And I tried to take a bathroom selfie, and there was like so much like toothpaste on my mirror. I was like, "No, this ain't gonna happen."
Just use Denny's picture again.
Oh my goodness.
They'll never know, and then when they see you like. You look kind of different, but I'll roll with it.
I haven't worked out in a while.
you're a lot more tan than I remember.
Okay, me and Benny right now have like almost the same haircut. Mm-hmm. I just need to like just a few more hours in the gym. That guy's swole, man.
Swole.
Oh shit! I accidentally logged in. Fuck.
To Tinder?
To Tinder.
You already had the app?
Yeah, of course I had the app.
Of course.
All right, canceled. I canceled.
That's right.
I'll take a better picture later.
Canceled. Mm-hmm. So, you guys see that video of that explosion in China?
Oh,
yeah, that's one. Ridiculous. That's
dude.
So big.
R.I.P.
Are they hiding like the death count? No way that only killed 30 people. Holy shit, that shit was huge.
I know. Maybe. From what I heard, though, like the explosion was at a chemical plant, and the chemicals, if you added water to it, it would become poisonous. So they were trying to put out the fire with water, and it was turning it into like a hazard zone.
You know, China's downplaying how many people actually died.
Probably. I mean, the density of China.
Did you see the aerial photos of the hole it created? God damn.
No. It created a crater?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Damn.
It's yeah, nope.
Yeah. I'm glad we're a little more spread out in America.
I mean,
aren't you just glad you're in America?
That too.
I would hate to live in fucking China, dude. Did you know in China? I think I told you this. Guys outnumber girls 3-1.
I heard about that.
So the chance of getting a girlfriend is already low. And then it's even lower of getting like a hot girlfriend.
I don't know. You get what you can get. How do you think Tinder is over there?
Oh, dude.
Goddamn. People.
I don't want to know.
People upplaying the shit out of their profiles. No, they all look like Denny over there.
I'm rich. Boom, swipe right.
How many people are rich in China, though? Can't be that many, right? It's gotta be tough to get rich in China, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. Let's ask our resident Chinese expert.
Even Jackie Chan is not giving his son any money.
That's because he got kicked out of school.
Got kicked out of school, got caught with pot. Apparently, Jackie Chan is a huge asshole in China. And he hates Americans.
No, he's not.
There was a thread about, like, Jackie Chan to actual Chinese people, and, like, he's...
I think you're shattering Gino's world right now.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm not gonna believe you, dude. Fucking lying.
Don't want trouble. Don't want trouble. Yeah. I don't know. I could believe that Jackie Chan was an asshole to his kid and disowning him.
I would disown that kid too, man.
Yeah. Got so much. Yo,
I'm surprised he only has one kid. He's gotta have more, right?
I think he's cheated on his wife. I think I read that he's had some affairs. But you know, it's Jackie.
You're Jackie fucking Chan, of course you're gonna have affairs.
You're the hero of China. National hero, literally.
Apparently people in Taiwan hate him too. He's the most hated Chinese celebrity on the internet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Well, I know his recent movie that came out was like fucking terrible, apparently.
What was that? There's a new Super Cop coming out. You guys see a promo for that?
Yeah, but like...
You mean RoboCop?
Super Cop. Wait, is it Super Cop?
I'm talking about Police Story Lockdown.
Police Story, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Super what I'm talking Cop. About.
What?
Oh. It's already been out, it's and out. Apparently it's bad.
Really? Oh, that sucks. I remember that the new Police Story was so good. Remember? You watched that at David's house? The new Police Story?
Well, that was back when he could still do, like...
Isn't it like... Didn't that start on 2 and not on episode 1?
A new Police Story 2?
Yeah,
there was a one, I think, but there it was really bad. Yeah.
See here.
I don't know. I don't get hyped for Jackie Chan movies anymore because I saw Chinese Zodiac.
What was that?
It came out.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
That's the cartoon.
Chinese Zodiac.
Oh, yeah, no, you're talking about Jackie Chan. The Dragon Talisman, you know?
That was a cartoon. That doesn't count. What?
And that wasn't even Jackie Chan's voice. Yeah. You know, for a while as a kid, I thought that was Jackie Chan's voice.
Got played.
I got played.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, what are you guys else been up to? Playing any other games?
I bought a knife in Counter-Strike. I finally did it. Finally bit the bullet.
How much? Did
you buy the knife straight up, or did you gamble it?
Yeah, I bought it straight up.
How much?
It was $130. Yeah. It's a butterfly knife. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Alvin, it's $130.
Yeah.
For the skin.
Yeah. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
Which knife was it?
It's a vanilla butterfly knife, so there's no pattern or anything. It's just like a...
And you can't spend $10 on a skin in Hearthstone.
I play CS every day.
I'm just saying, same thing. You can't hate on that skin now.
Wait. Is it Stat Track?
No.
It's a knife.
It's Stat Track is like 200. Hashtag
No. You traded up for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So you used the currency.
How much did you take out of what you traded up?
Nothing. I just have that skin I was trading with. So now I have two really good skins.
Wait, what?
But the first skin was free. So, I mean, whatever.
Wait, so you didn't actually spend any money?
No, I did. I spent $130. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
Well, oh. Whatever floats your bloat, I guess.
Floats your bloat.
Like, look at this.
I guess you could sell it later on if you ever want to, right?
Yeah, for Steam money.
And then you could buy games with it, I guess. I guess.
Dude, let's see. 130?
Damn. I hope it makes you play better. That's all I'm going to say.
It does, in fact. Like, come on. Like,
nice. Dude, I'm fucking speechless. I don't know what to say.
How much have you ever spent on a skin, Gino?
20.
20?
What was and that? No. I'm talking about LOL skin. That was a
legendary skin.
Wait. Was it a legendary skin?
Was it Vlad? No.
No, Vladimir, or... Actually, Chris got me that one.
Nah.
He said I played Vladimir so much, like... He's like, how do you not have skin? Here, I'll get you skin. And he got me the Bloodlord Vladimir skin.
You need this.
And he's like, you're gonna play better now, and I did.
Look at this. Look at this shit.
Is that $130?
Yeah.
That's $130.
You're twirling $130 right now.
Look at this.
Dude, Richard, are you like speechless too? I ain't hating
on how you spending it, Alvin. It's your money. But
no. I'm not hating.
Personally, I wouldn't. Look at that. That's a lot of money.
Ooh. Dude, I know people who spend like $1,000 on CS. So I'm not even like, whatever.
It's a pair of shoes.
That's two pair of shoes. But anyway.
I could have gone to a better graphics card.
You know what you should do? You should use that, keep uptrading it, and then keep playing the market.
That's what I'm planning on doing. I just can't trade it for 7 days, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm just sitting on it.
Keep really? Playing the market, man. Run that Monopoly.
So I get a $400 knife and then cash out.
This could be your job in the meantime.
Wait. Can you quickly link me what a $400 knife looks like?
For sure, it doesn't look like $400.
No. I want to know what a $400 knife...
let's see.
Like, you remember that video?
It better get you all the pussy, Alvin. If it's $400 now. That better be a pussy knife. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, you remember that video Alvin posted about the $100,000 bottle of water?
No, I posted that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. See, I want to see what a $100,000 bottle of water looks like. I want to see what a $400 knife looks like.
Yeah. See what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. You can get a...
I want to buy it myself.
Karambit? Or look, see this?
That's $400.
No, actually, guess how much it is.
$900.
Oh,
can't see it.
$23,850.
Oh my goodness!
So,
is that just from inflation? Is that what it is?
Can I see it in game?
That's MSRP on a knife. It's $2,300.
No, that's because there are only four of those in the world.
Okay, what's the name? What's the name of that?
Crimson Web M9 Bayonet Factory New Stat Track.
So that's a Lamborghini of knives, right?
Basically, no, that's not even the Lamborghini of knives. That's like the Ferrari FXX of knives.
Are you making up numbers?
No, the Ferrari FXX is like it's a one out of like four ever made.
You mean like a LaFerrari?
No, it's rarer than that.
I'm watching a video of this knife right now. It's not... Oh my god. It's like...
Gino. White t-shirt, Kanye West. Same thing.
Still, it's like... Oh.
There's some ballin'-ass nerds out there.
I was gonna put my kids through college. But no, I bought this knife. Damn, man. I didn't know skins were that crazy.
This?
Oh, wait, is this?
Guess how much this is.
How much? Oh, I'm not... 1,000. 1,000. A pink knife.
1,200.
1,200. Oh, that was pretty close. So, but still.
Have any of your friends hit it big opening random cases?
No.
Yeah, who is the most lucky?
Oh, no. Okay. One of my... Mark's friend, Miguel. Mm-hmm.
Miguel, yes.
He got a random drop from, like, because you know how you get a random skin drop at the start of every
Tuesday? Just playing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just playing every time you rank up.
Uh-huh.
Rank up your level, not rank up your matchmaking.
I've only ever seen garbage, like, in those
ranked drops. He got a factory new Dragon Lore. That's $1,800 in cash.
Damn.
Yeah, so he bought, like, a new computer and less rare knife.
That's rare knife. If I get that, man, rubbing out.
Like, knife. He quick sold it too. Like you could get 2 G's at least from that.
Wait, he sold it for real cash?
Yeah, he rolled it.
I thought you had to sell it for in-game shit.
No, he met up with a guy and then you traded to him. He gave him.
He met up with a guy.
What? Yeah. Cash money?
Yeah, he got 1,800 cash.
God damn.
So, but it's like one person and all your friends, and all the time.
Yeah,
they play.
It's
like hitting a lottery.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, basically, because that's like, all he did was exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He got free money.
Alright.
And the amount of time
he put in. Can't believe it.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Mm. There are people with inventories that are worth like $100,000.
Well, they're like playing the market though, right?
Gambling, playing the market.
Yeah.
I really want to know these people who are doing this, like, skin shit. I want to know how good they are at the game.
No, there are some people that are, like, Gold Nova 3 that have, like, $10,000 inventories, and it makes me so mad. Like, I see them, like, streaming, and I see them with all these cool-ass skins, like AK Fire Serpent, that's, like, $600. And then he blows, and I'm just like,
well, maybe he's a good streamer and he just uses the money that he gets from streaming to buy skins. Maybe he never really got those. Right?
Whatever it is.
Like, he's got the personality, alright? Like, he got Jesus. The personality. His personality is his money ticket.
Can I ask, what's the most expensive gun skin?
Most expensive
gun skin? All these thousands.
The Dragon Lore. The op he got. Hmm. That guy got the most expensive gun skin in the game.
Dragon Lore?
Yeah, Op Dragon Lore. It's like 2,400, but if you want to sell it for cash, you can probably get like 1,800.
So does this make you want to play CS any more than you already did, Gino?
Yeah, it actually makes me really want to play CS.
I think it's Gino.
Oh, the skins.
No. Yeah. The skin stuff, I don't know. I've never been into it. Unless I get something like an Op skin. Why would I want that? I'd never buy the op. I'm gonna spend
about,
so.
It's not about playing, man. It's about status. It's you like see I'm a guy buy with a dragon op? Lore, and then you're just like, "Holy shit!"
Okay, but I'm looking at it right now. It's a beautiful. This is a beautiful skin.
Yeah. I mean,
but like, I would never pay anything over. I'd pay $20 for that, max. $20.
Yeah,
my man, dude.
The economy's super inflated. Yes, that's ridiculous.
People are buying it up too. Yeah. You see people with like 5 Dragon Lords and shit.
Even the betting scene is like so sketchy. You know how Curtis was telling me how he lost like $250
to a guy who put in 30 cents?
Yeah, to a guy who put in 30 cents. Dude, next person I see like in person is I'm gonna kill them if
so,
I was like.
So how does betting
I'd be that bad.
In CS.
You put in an. Okay, each skin has a dollar amount, dollar uh-huh. value, right? And so you give that to the thing, you trade it to the company, and like, okay, this guy deposited $600 worth of skins, and that is relative to how much win percentage you have. Mm-hmm. So let's say there's $1,000, right? And you put in 600 of that, you have 60% chance to win.
Uh-huh. I see.
And then everybody else, however much they put in.
So how did they lose to the guy who put in 30 cents? What was his chance of winning?
Yeah, 0.3.
Fuck.
Well, okay, it's a $200. It's a $200 pot. $260 pot. He put in 30 cents. So, let's see here. 260 divided by 0.3. Oh, wait. 0.3, sorry, divided by 260. He had a 0.001153% chance to win.
Wow. And Curtis still lost.
And he lost, yeah.
Well, that's gambling.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's gambling for you.
Don't. You know this. You live in Vegas. Don't gamble with money you're not willing to lose.
Yeah, so.
Or skins.
Like, I've seen people, like, this guy named Mo. He is textbook, like, gambleholic. He lost $10,000 worth of skins in like a day.
Damn, Mo!
Alright, so if I threw this over my left shoulder, I have a higher chance of it landing on its side than Curtis winning. Curtis losing?
Yeah, than Curtis losing.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. You gotta be kidding me.
Sorry, Curtis.
Such is the nature of gambling, dude.
Yep.
That's why I don't fuck with that shit. That's way too much money.
Yeah, you just straight up buy skins.
Yeah. That's money that I don't have. But I've heard people cashing out for like $30,000 worth of skins and just like, alright, I'm done gambling. Where's my 30 G's?
I'm gonna buy a car.
Yeah, basically.
But you gotta put in money and get that money.
Or you could just get really lucky like that one guy.
That's not gonna get you 30 G's.
I mean, there's also betting on teams. But I mean, there's a limit to that.
It's work.
It was only that one time where like that one team threw, right?
That's been documented, yeah.
I bet it happens, man.
Like they threw and now he's banned from CS forever. Hmm. Well, he's not banned, but he can't do tournaments or be on teams.
Let's see. Oh yeah. So what is it? I'm going to be going on vacation to Hawaii in October.
Really?
Wedding. Yeah, I bought some tickets.
Is it after BlizzCon?
Before.
Before BlizzCon?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, October.
Who are you going with?
It's my cousin's wedding, so I'm flying out there. And, yeah.
Chris?
No, my other cousin. I have more than one cousin.
No, you don't.
Believe it or not.
I have cousins, too. I just don't know about them. They're all in the Philippines.
Same. I do know about them. I just don't acknowledge them.
You guys don't have any.
I get random Facebook friend invites.
Yeah.
You guys don't have any family in Hawaii?
No.
Nope. What's that supposed to mean? Because we're brown, we have family that lives in Hawaii.
I don't know. It's a close island, pretty.
Oh yeah. <you're... laughs> I feel like most Asians have like some family members in Hawaii.
Oh fuck.
What? Ohana.
No, never mind.
You hang out with a lot of Hawaiians.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, yeah. That's not the point.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
If I ever want to do crystal meth, that's where I'll go.
Hawaii?
Yeah. They have the best crystal meth. It's a huge... Have you ever seen those Defend Hawaii shirts?
No.
Well, but it's because the meth problem there is really, really bad. Like, you'll see people living in tents on beaches... And as soon as you see that, they're a meth head.
Oh, hey. Straight up. Dude, if there was a place to be homeless, Hawaii's the place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wake up, climb a tree, eat a coconut, and surf.
Do some meth, surf.
Yeah, do some meth.
And meth.
Harass the tourists. Fucking howlies.
Yeah. I forgot which island I'm going to, though. I think it's,
Don't worry, they're all shitty.
Kamehameha.
Yeah. That's the only island I know.
Which one?
That's not an actual island.
That's
a high school.
Are you kidding? Are you lying to me? Is that really an island?
No, it's not.
I don't think it is.
That's a king.
King Kamehameha?
Yeah.
That sounds more... Yeah, that sounds right.
He's the first king of the Hawaiian Islands.
You're gonna make me look like an idiot, you know? So...
You heard of the island? Kamehameha? Get out of here, tourist.
Submarine. Dude, I thought there was some Kamehameha shit in Hawaii. You know what? Fuck you. I'm never going to Hawaii.
It's just the dynasty of place. Kings.
Yeah. Like Nguyen's. It's a dynasty.
Is it just you going, or is your cousin too?
My cousin's on my my dad's side. Chris is on
my side. Oh, I mean, is Chris coming too?
Nah. I'm flying by myself. I'm flying out by myself. And then, yeah, gonna meet up with all the fam.
The fam. The squad. Yeah,
squad.
Hashtag
squad.
Squad. I can't handle those hashtags. It's hipster hashtags.
Wait, hashtag squad? Is that a real...
I feel like... I think that originated from hipsters.
No, from Black...
No, from Black Twitter, dude.
No.
Black Twitter.
Squad.
I swear it was from hipsters.
No, it's black people.
Yeah. It's a black Twitter.
Yeah, black people Twitter.
Black Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Hipsters merely adopted it.
Not even.
You merely adopted the squad.
Please.
Well, I was born in the darkness.
Jesus.
No, my favorite use of that line was the Helen Keller.
Was that a meme?
Yeah.
That's so bad. So, yeah.
Dang, you're doing a lot more than I am.
Yeah. UFC 194 has been announced to be Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo. Just
oh, yay! Fucking, finally.
Yeah, and then under second title fight for that is Chris Weidman versus Luke Rockhold.
Alright, is it for real that was Conor McGregor really, like, somewhat injured for his last fight?
Yeah, his knee. He had to have knee surgery. That's why he was calling out Jose Aldo. He's like, oh, I've been hurt plenty worse. And I still showed up.
Alright. I don't know, you think he's going to be 100% for this? I don't, and straight up, I bet... Who did he fight last time?
Frankie Edgar? Wait, not Frankie Edgar. Chad Mendes.
Chad Mendes, yeah. If he had a full camp, I think he would have destroyed McGregor, honestly.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
Would have been really. That guy only had 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was looking grim for a little bit. And it would have been it would have been 5 rounds of that.
Dude, McGregor was losing that fight until he won.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Aldo and McGregor is going to be a crazy fight, too. It's going to be a stand-up war. Well, I don't know, actually. Aldo's jiu-jitsu is pretty strong.
I just want a white person to win a jiu-jitsu match. Please.
That happens that all happens. The time, man.
Against, like, a super, like, legit jiu-jitsu guy.
It happens. It's happened. Everything that's possible has happened in the octagon. But I think that's why it also makes it so fun to watch. Because anything could happen.
Anything is possible!
Mm-hmm. And the second fight I was talking about, Chris Weidman and Luke Rockhold. Chris Weidman was the guy that beat Anderson Silva, FYI.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah. Luke Rockhold's up-and-comer. Not really up-and-comer, he's been around for a little bit, but he's beating a lot of good people. But I think Weidman's going to destroy him.
Chris Weidman just, like... Did he, like, destroy Anderson Silva more than once?
Well, the first
one
time...
One was knockout, one was a broken...
Yeah, his leg fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Anderson got popped for PEDs after that Nick Diaz fight. Performance-enhancing drugs, FYI.
Yeah, Gino.
I know all about them PEDs, dude.
I'm sure you do.
It's like, Adderall.
You know they're going to start... Drug testing, like, cyber athletes.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It's not even gonna be like a. I don't. Okay, everybody's freaking out about it. Mm. It's like a cheek swab test or a saliva.
It was because of someone on Cloud9. Someone who used to be on Cloud9, right?
Stupid Semphis.
Yeah, Adderall. He said that they were doing Adderall.
Yeah, like.
I want to try gaming on Adderall, dude.
I'm done.
Right before my push for, like, Gold League or Platinum and LoL, just pops an Adderall.
Doesn't make your reactions faster, right? I heard it just
feels rewarding to, like, organize shit.
That sounds like something perfect for gaming, dude. That sounds like something I'd be into.
It's all you do is you just sit there and, like, forget that Ventrilo or Mumble exists, even though you hear people, and you're just staring at a piece of paper.
This sounds terrible.
No, it's in a good way. Like, you're actually super motivated to study rather than get distracted.
No.
So I remember just sitting there, I'm like, I should reply to them, but...
How does that help gaming?
You're super focused, like...
On one task?
Yeah. Like, you're, like, instead of, like, just, like, everywhere
all at once. Well, you'd be focused on the game itself, yeah. Nothing else.
I wonder if any of them play high.
All the time, probably.
Like, on weed.
Yeah. Have you ever tried playing?
I can't. I know I can't. I'd be terrible.
They said, like, that ESL Cologne says, like, yeah, you can smoke pot. Just, you can't do it from the moment the first game starts until the end of the tournament.
So just eat an edible, and you're good to go?
Like, basically, they'll swab you. And, like, if you test positive, you can't play. If you test, like if you did it yesterday, you're fine.
Oh, so you can't be high while
you play. You just can't be high at the tournament.
Oh. I was hoping you could. That'd be interesting. Because I know some people are functional smokers. They love that shit.
I am the complete opposite. You saw me.
Yeah, you shut down.
Complete shutdown.
Overload.
I get I get like a body blue screen. I had to like restart in safe mode.
Gene.exe has failed.
Yeah, on the butcher, I was gonna when they handed you the joint, I was like, should I tell him? It's probably a bad idea. Nah, he's a big boy. He can handle it. You can make your own decisions.
You know what?
I guess not.
You would kill me. I should have only did it once, man.
Yeah.
Why'd I have to take another one? Is it because someone told me I did it wrong? Fuck that guy. Whoever it was.
Dude.
You never learned, Gino. You never learned.
No, that shit was strong. I took two hits from whatever Trey was smoking, and I just sat there and, like, melted until I went downstairs and started stretching for 10 minutes.
Just picture Alvin seriously doing this.
And then, like, I go back upstairs, and Steven looks at his watch and he's like, dude, it's been like 5 minutes. I'm like, what?
That reminds me of when Daniel was down here. Remember, we were supposed to go to the Dashboard Confessional.
He told concert? me about that.
About his cousin at Roscoe's?
What?
Oh, okay. So, I don't know if you guys have met his cousin or not, but
who?
His cousin Mark.
Oh, I met Mark, yeah.
Mark?
That nigga's weird, man.
I was gonna say. Daniel's cousin.
Weird, man.
So we were in line for Roscoe's, right? And it was gonna be like an hour wait. You guys know Roscoe's, right? Chicken waffles. Yeah. It was like an hour wait. So we were all sitting outside. It's like a kind of like a sit-down area. There's at least like 20 people there. And he's like, I'm gonna go stretch over there. I was like, okay, that's cool. I thought he was just gonna like stretch and stuff, but... He went over there. It was like pretty much in the line area, and he just started doing yoga in the line. I was so embarrassed. I didn't look his way anymore. I just looked straight ahead. God damn. There was a bunch of black people around us too.
That sounds like something Mark would do.
It's like full on yoga, man.
I don't know. You met up with Mark though.
That's weird. We stayed at his house. We stayed at his house for a night.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah. It was interesting.
Did Mark still live at home?
He's going to school right now in Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz?
No, Santa Cruz? No, not Santa.
I stayed at Mark's house when he still lived with his parents.
Uh-huh. His parents are super nice.
It was, well, you met his parents?
Or his mom. I met his mom.
Was she hot still?
Pretty cute.
Alright, that's the last thing I remember ever.
She looked young.
I was like, damn, you gotta be related to Andrew's mom. both of you are fine.
You called it?
What the hell?
Is that what you said, literally?
No, I didn't say that.
You were thinking it, though.
I was thinking it.
Freaking
I remember Mark had like three little sisters. This ain't gonna get weird or anything, but I remember them being like really annoying.
Oh, I didn't meet his sisters.
Oh. Damn it, I'm trying to think. Have I met him? Probably not. I don't hang out with Daniel that much.
Mark, he's with his family. He was at. I remember meeting him once at Andrew's house. That's about it. That was a long time ago.
Daniel's step siblings being so funny, stupid. Tylor.
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 He got banished to China, didn't he?
Yeah, he got banished to China.
You know about Tyler?
No.
All he did was smoke pot and just exist, basically, and like he was a completely useless human being.
Wait, that's
so
step sibling? Andrew's step sibling?
Yeah.
His dad remarried. And so
Andrew's stepmom banished him to China. But you know what's weird?
Exile.
Apparently Dana told me that Tyler has a girlfriend in China and she's white.
The funny story?
How?
His mom or Daniel's stepmom told Tyler that he was going on vacation, and it was actually a one-way ticket. She didn't tell him until after.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Dude, especially with the explosion.
Yes. I just think that was very fun. Someone left a pair of Ray-Bans at my house.
What?
For my birthday.
Free birthday gift.
Yeah, so...
And no one's looking for them?
Yeah, no one's looking for them, so I'm just kind of like... Alright.
Yeah. So, who gives up on a pair of Ray-Bans? Fuck. Yeah, God damn.
They fake, I guess.
Alright. I think we're going a little long. Let's wrap this shiz up.
That was kind of like an hour-long conversation corner.
It was. Well, thank you guys for watching. Another week in the books. Feel free to come back and watch us again. Watchtomp Radio every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're also on iTunes. Please rate us and subscribe. It really helps us out. Gets us some exposure. If you have any questions or any talking points... You want to reach out to us before? Yes, feel free to email us at warstompradio@gmail.com. If you want to reach us individually, you can contact us on our Twitter. Mine is Aegis3425.
Alvin Zors.
Don't bother.
Gino's don't bother. Alright, well. Thanks for watching. See you guys next week.
Later, bitches.
Bruh, bruh.
Time to text Kathy.
What are you gonna text her? Oh, wait, we're meeting up. My bad.
Oh, sorry. See, this ain't the time to